episode 424, How to Shop Secondhand Online.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And I am so stoked on this episode because I am obsessed with shopping secondhand, but only online.
This is your baby.
I hate thrifting, yard saling, estate saling, all the things Jill loves, like in her core, I hate. But
and yet we do love each other.
We do.
Don't get it twisted.
I love and am passionate about buying secondhand as much as possible. And so if you are like me, then this is a Jen episode. Jill has a ton to say.
I'm still here.
But if you're a Jen, then this is for you. But our first headline is, and it's our primary headline, it's from CNN, and it's how to secondhand shop online according to experts.
We love experts.
Right? They didn't consult us, though. So I love this. So this, they start off with a Instagram post from ThredUp, which we will talk about later. But it's kind of like a scale, like annual carbon savings on how to reduce your fashion footprint. And so if you were to buy, the biggest impact you can have is buying half of your clothes secondhand, not even all of them, just buy half of your clothes secondhand, you can save 656 pounds of carbon emissions, following by reselling or donated unwanted clothes. And then next one is not returning online purchases, which I'm not about. But and then the next one is air drying clothes. But it is it's like a small portion versus just buying half of your clothes secondhand. The following ones are mending one garment each season, washing clothes on cold, and choosing standard shipping. But those are all like super small. But the way you consume products is going to make a much larger environmental impact than what you do with them after you consume them. Just keep that in mind. Consumption is always going to make a bigger impact than how you dispose or get rid of or whatever, manage your consumption.
That's a really helpful takeaway. Wow. Okay. So the first thing to be aware of when we're shopping secondhand online is making sure that the photos you're looking at are of the actual items that you're buying. And this might sound really silly. Like, why wouldn't it be? But there are plenty of people who will try to resell pre-used, pre-owned items using the pictures from the website when they are brand new. Like, I see
stock
this a
photos.
Lot with furniture. Yeah. Like, yeah. Here's the bed, how it looks in the stock photo. But it's like, but what does it look like actually, the one I'm going to get from you? So making sure that what you're looking at is the actual thing. And that can be pretty obvious whether or not it's a stock photo. And if there's only stock photos, then that should be a red flag to you.
Yeah.
It should be obvious that this is the person's item. They're taking pictures in their home, still nice pictures, but not the stock photos.
Yeah. And another thing that some people will try to do is use other people's photos of their resale items. So something you can do is, so one of the experts in this is Emily Stokel, who's one of our internet friends. She hosts the Pre-Loved podcast. If you are into vintage fashion, amazing podcast, pre-loved podcast. And so she says, don't hesitate to ask for additional photos of something, whether it's Poshmark, eBay, you can always ask for an additional photo. But I think even easier would just be to Google image search the image in question. If you're not 100% sure if that is the actual photo of the thing, drag it to Google and you can see if there is another identical photo from somebody else's eBay or Poshmark post. Now, knowing that sellers will cross post, so if you see the exact same one on a different platform, just check to make sure if it's a similar seller name, because that's usually the tell that it is the same item just on a different platform. But you can also save money by doing that. Sometimes people will post things more expensive on Poshmark than they will eBay, but it's the same seller, same item. But yeah, you can see if the seller is using somebody else's totally different seller name that's already been sold, you know, a year ago or something. So next is start with what you know. So it can be overwhelming to buy secondhand online. It's much, there's usually not free returns, or, you know, you do have to pay for shipping both ways. And it can be a little overwhelming. So start with brands you're familiar with. Start with items you're familiar with. And I would say I have gone into stores like a Neiman Marcus or high-end stores to try on items and brands so that I know my size in each of the brands. Because when I'm buying secondhand, I'm not just buying cheap stuff. I'm buying high quality because I can, because I'm buying secondhand. So I want it to, like, if I'm buying secondhand fast fashion, well, that thing was on its way out of, you know, your home before it even got to your home, right? Like with all the people that have tried it on and stuff. So when it gets to your home, it has an even shorter lifespan. So when we're buying secondhand, we still want to buy sustainable fabrics and well-made garments. So definitely familiarize yourself with the nice stuff. You might think, oh, I'm not like a good American Girl or a Mother Jeans or like all these brands you may not have even heard of, like the nice fancy brands. Become that girl. You are that girl now. I have just dubbed you that girl. So become familiar with your sizing and stuff with well-made quality products so that you can start knowing your sizes and fits. And then also don't be afraid to get it tailored either. We'll talk about that a little later, but just because it's not perfect in the store, you can still buy it secondhand and then get it tailored.
I think that's one of the benefits of something like Benny is you can look up these different brands that you know and love or you've heard great things about, and it'll automatically feed you the secondhand sites that yep. have them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, starting with what you know, I think is perfect. Because really, especially with pants and anything, really, every brand is going to have different types of sizing. Mm-hmm. So that's going to make it really hard to find something that then gets shipped to your door and you've got to then try on. Mm-hmm. So whether you've been to the store in person and you know what works on you and then you can look for it secondhand, or this next one is important, is paying attention to measurements and specifications. So along the lines of every retailer kind of having different types of sizing, oftentimes you'll actually be able to get down to the minutiae of the measurements rather than just saying, oh, a size 6, a size 8. Instead, we can look at what's the inseam, what's the pant length, what's the waist on this dress. And you can take your own measurements. I mean, simple YouTube search on how to take your own measurements would be really, really helpful when buying clothing online to actually know that it's going to fit you. And this is particularly important because the one, and I'll say probably only downside of buying secondhand is you can't return it. So really being sure that this is what you want, you're pretty positive it's going to fit you, or you have a solution for if it doesn't fit you. Someone you'll give it to, a plan to resell it, if you're fine donating it and calling it a wash. But these are the things you're going to really need to know about is the brand themselves, your own measurements to be sure that what you're buying, you're going to stick with.
Yeah. And don't be afraid, again, to go a little bit higher in your measurements so that you can get it tailored. So if you already know, for me, like it's hard to find jeans. That's my biggest thing because I have a very pear shaped body type and jeans do just do not like a big booty and a small waist. Like they just don't. And so it is hard for me to find jeans, even in nice brands. And in my head, I don't want to go up a size because that number is a block for me. Like, it's such a mental thing, right? Like, what the solution might just be going up a size, right? And I can always tailor it tighter, but it's a lot harder to let out. There's only so much fabric that you can let out. So be, you know, if you're with me, if you're a Jen, let's get over the mental block together and go up in size if we need to. So next is to keep a thrift list. And we always talk about this, whether it's online or in person. We look at the things we need in our home. So right now for me, that is art. That's wall art. I am so, so bad at decorating, but there are some now open walls where I want to put some things. So that is like, that's on my list, bar stools, rugs. And then I'll just go. And instead of browsing, I try to keep myself from browsing just willy-nilly, but I'll just do those specific searches. And I'll look every couple days to see what's out there. But that is my actual thrift list right now. It's no clothes, just home things.
I'm looking at my thrift list as well. I keep it, yeah, just on my phone. And I'm looking for a console table. And I have the measurements of the table written in here too, so that if I am out and I see something, I can get the measurements and know whether or not it's going to fit the space. So pro tip for you there.
Yes.
Black boots and a slotted spoon. These are on my current thrift list.
Yeah.
And they've been on there for a long time. Like I'm okay without them.
Yep. You
We're
have to be
doing
patient.
Just fine.
Yeah. It's something where you have to have the patience. I have needed those bar stools. It's hard. You had a hard time finding bar stools.
Yes, we did.
Because I don't want to settle.
Well, and they're so expensive.
They are so expensive and so ugly.
So many are like $300 a pop.
Rugs are so ugly.
And it's also not worth that to me.
Right.
So if you come across good bar stools, just get them.
Just
someday you'll need them.
Yeah.
Okay, the next is to read reviews and do your research. We all know this. This is what we're already talking about. First of all, on the brand that you're looking at, make sure that you know what kind of quality it is and how durable and sustainable it is. But also, you can do your research on the seller. What type of reviews do they have? What are people saying about how they handle exchanges? And that can really help to guard the experience, keep it a good experience, and not be just super bummed.
The next one is don't expect perfection. And I think this one is very important to highlight. We have gotten really used to perfect reels, perfect pictures. This social media idea of perfection, all these influencers are getting sent all these free products, right? And they're making up parts of their house to look really good for social media. It's their job, but it's not your job to have a picture perfect home or a picture perfect closet or new clothes for every season. So it's the same in our thrifting, right? Like when you get something, you'll want to make sure you'll appreciate that if the seller points out if there are any imperfections in the product, right? And hopefully we can, usually 9 times out of 10, you get an almost new product. But we have to embrace imperfections, right? In our sofas, in our rugs, in our clothes, like we have to embrace imperfection because a big barrier to buying secondhand are those imperfections. We want to buy it shiny, brand new. But if we just get over that, like, then we can like have the things that we want for half of the price. And this is also a red flag in listings, like specifically luxury. So we don't really buy luxury products. We do buy well-made quality brands, but we don't buy brand names. But a lot of people will post fakes. So if it looks too good to be true, it is too good to be true. So that's why I would be very hesitant to purchase any luxury items from an eBay or a Poshmark or willy-nilly. I would stay specifically to secondhand retailers that are just luxury, that put every product through a vetting process. But that's not me. If you love luxury, then you'll pay a premium for that, of course, over eBay, but you'll be sure you're getting your money's worth. It's worth it. But even still in there, if you want to be luxury girl, I'm going to tell you, you can be luxury girl now. I'm going to give you that permission today. If you want to be luxury girl, you can be luxury girl. And it is worth your time and money to A, buy from the places that vet their luxury products and not expect perfection. Be okay with a little imperfection.
You can have champagne taste on a PBR budget.
Mm.
It is possible. You can get the secondhand. They also are referencing the fact that most of these secondhand shopping platforms will have some sort of customer support and protection in the event that the ad was misleading or you end up receiving a defective product or have other issues that weren't disclosed in the listing. So keep that in mind. Also know that you can always resell some of these pieces too. I think one of the benefits is there's not a ton lost because they are a fraction of the price. Mm-hmm. Not saying, oh, money's throwaway, but it's not as if you're buying brand new with a zero return policy.
Yeah. And especially if you spend the extra money to make sure you're getting verified luxury items, then it's going to be easier to resell because you can have the receipts from that verification.
Yeah. Okay. The final thing here is to beware of greenwashing. So right now there are so many big businesses doing this. Giants like H&M and Lululemon are apparently some of the worst in this space of really trying to make it seem as though they are offering sustainable, eco-friendly options, kind of this circularity that just in reality is not true. They're citing that there are some secondhand components or reusing components to their business model, but it is not equating to cutting production whatsoever. So this is something to be aware of.
Happening.
Yeah, they're adding it on.
They're producing more every year, year over year.
So there are, of course, then a lot of these companies who even on their site, you can buy secondhand, and that's something to be aware of. I think we would recommend that you go to more of these peer-to-peer sites like the ThredUp, the Poshmark, others that we're going to be mentioning, rather than being misled by large companies saying that you're buying secondhand from them. It's not actually helping the situation. It's just a marketing ploy.
Yeah. I will say that maybe one company that does have a good resale is Patagonia.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah.
But they're probably the only ones. So Emily points out the 2022 Remake Fashion Accountability Report. So Remake, they're on social media as well on the internet, but they have a fashion accountability report where they every year they will research and interview like maybe 50 companies to see what their year over year sustainability. And these are specifically companies that have reported they use sustainability in their marketing. They have put forward plans to become more sustainable. So it's really just holding accountable these companies that are marketing to people who want to stay eco-conscious. So, and they're finding, again, not a single brand demonstrated that its resale initiatives meant to slow down in new production. So this greenwashing is super evident in a lot of spaces, but especially clothing. And I think that clothing is just something that we buy much more frequently than rugs and sofas and all of these things. So it's a lot. And usually when we buy it quickly. We buy it impulsively. So if we can, again, just cut our clothing consumption, just half of it to secondhand, we can still buy brand new underwear, brand new socks, brand new bathing suits. Like, we're not saying go extreme, just half of your stuff to be secondhand, like go in your closet and kind of take a read on what did I buy secondhand and what did I buy new.
Okay, I want to do a quick rundown of the best online thrift stores that you can be keeping in mind when you do now go and try to buy secondhand. So this list comes from Reader's Digest. It's 12 best online thrift stores for every style and budget. And I like the categories that they put out there. So I'll do the first six. You can do the last six. The best for wish list items, they list as Poshmark. You've heard us talk about them already. They say best for Gen Z must be the types of clothing that they have on there for Gen Z style is Depop, D-E-P-O-P. Best for anything and everything is eBay. I will second that. So We've talked a lot about clothing, but eBay is excellent for electronics, car parts,
even vintage.
Yes, kitchen items, you name it, and clothing. If you're looking for anything, eBay. Mm-hmm. Best for women and kids is ThredUp. Best for handmade and vintage is Etsy. Best affordable options is Swap.
Yeah, Swap's been around for a while. I've never used it, but it does. I would love to hear from somebody who has, because I've always looked at it and it's not as big as the other ones. I don't know if it would be my first go-to. I would definitely use the Poshmark, even the Depop, the eBay. ThredUp is life. So ThredUp has so much stuff and Poshmark has so much stuff. And that's why we use Benny, frugalfriendspodcast.com/Benny. You're going to think that this whole episode is an ad for it. But I can just go to the Old Navy, for instance, and look at the shirt. And then Benny will pop up on the side and it will show all the similar or identical listings on Poshmark, ThredUp, eBay.
Probably Depop. If it's on the internet, mm-hmm. it'll show up.
And then another one that's similar, since we already went through the vintage one, another similar site to Benny is Gem, G-E-M. And that is kind of like Benny for vintage. So much, much more of the fashion side, maybe more of the luxury side. I've collaborated with them and they're great. So using Gem for vintage stuff, or if you're more like into fashion and you can't find what you want through Benny. So best for authenticated luxury is The Real Real. Best for men is Menswear Market. Best for luxury accessories is Fashion File. That's Fashion, P-H-I-L-E. The best user experience is Nuuly Thrift. So I don't know if you've heard of Nuuly, N-U-U-L-Y. Nuuly Thrift is closed. But I will say that Nuuly is like I think it's kind of like a rent the runway sort of thing. It's subscription clothing rental. So if that's also something, if you're a lot of influencers would do this. So I don't know if what other or speakers, people that take a lot of pictures of themselves or video, have their lives documented quite frequently. And for some reason want to have different clothes, a lot of different clothes. So these clothing rental options could be good versus that buying, donating, buying, reselling. It's not our favorite option. I don't think you should feel like you need to have a different outfit in every picture or every speaking, you know, gig, whatever. But if that's where you are and that's what you want, the rental things are good.
I'm just realizing they have a maternity section. And for that reason, I could understand renting because who knows, depending on how many kids you have, but you usually don't need, you quickly grow out of the clothes. You don't need them potentially ever again. Mm-hmm. And so I could understand for that reason.
Maternity, absolutely. Because also you feel so gross when you're pregnant. And if you're going to have beautiful clothing to make you feel beautiful, rent it. So that best for designer handbags, Rebag. And then this one I love, best for high-end brands, is Vestiaire Collective. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Vestiaire. I love this site. I've never bought anything from Vestiaire, but I do love looking at it because it is just like high-end. I am not the high-end girly. This is so like if you've accepted the permission to become luxury girl, the real Fashion File, Rebag, Vestiaire, these are going to be your faves. If you've said no, I'm just high quality girl, I'm not luxury girl, Poshmark, Depop, ThredUp, these are, or Etsy, if you're vintage girl, Etsy, using Gem, yeah. So these are your sites for whatever girl you want to be, or man, whatever man or woman you want to be. These are the sites for you.
Do you know what else is for me always and forever?
And this is for everyone, and whether you're free. A luxury girl or you're just a high quality girl.
Mm.
The bill of the week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, this is Jill in Virginia. My Bill of the Week is my composting bill. I am just so thrilled to be part of this composting service, which is run by kind of an industrial level composting company that provides service for the whole area, including my condo neighborhood, period. As someone who lives in a dense urban area, I can't garden myself. However, it feels really good to be composting my food scraps. And because it's an industrial service, I can also compost meat waste and napkins and things like that. I also save money because I share the service with two of my neighbors. So I pay $6 a month for a huge reduction in my trash, and not having to deal with food scraps in the trash either. Now I put out one small bag a week of trash, and the rest is compost and recycling. The compost company comes and picks up the plastic container of compost once a week. It's absolutely delightful and worth every penny.
Oh my gosh, fantastic, Jill. That is money well spent because, yes, even if you can't garden, and this was my big hang up to not composting, is like, I don't garden. And even after that episode with Nicole from Gardenary, it's just not the right time for me yet. So I'm like, why would I compost? But it's so good for the environment. It's good for the smell of your home, honestly. Like, it keeps food waste out of the bin. And it's the food scraps, yes, they can decompose, but it's so compact in like landfills that they don't compose, or it takes much decompose, and it takes much longer. And so if you can compost it at your home, you're giving that food a chance to do what it naturally was meant to do. And it's just good for the environment.
This is so great. I love that your city has an option for people who don't have a garden. And it sounds like even though you're paying for this service, it's still reducing your just overall waste and the amount that you're paying for garbage. So win-win-win mm-hmm. across the board. Thank you, Jill, for sharing your bill. If you all listening have a bill that you want to submit, if it's about reducing waste or buying secondhand or just living life in the world as a bill, frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. Leave it for us. We can't wait. Woo. And now it's time for the lightning round.
Pew, pew. All right. So what types of secondhand items? Oh, I'm gonna amend it slightly. What kind of secondhand items do you typically purchase online? And then what would you never? Yeah, I'm adding it. Okay, so online, I am including Facebook Marketplace in this. I think it's Facebook Marketplace was not in the list that we gave, but I'm going to include it. So I will buy almost anything. So our couch, the bunk bed, our mattress, rugs, because rugs are obscenely overpriced. And they're all ugly. All rugs are ugly. Mm-hmm. It's just finding the least ugly rug is the mission. Lamps, tables, clothes. There's very little that I wouldn't buy secondhand online. But what I wouldn't, I think my brand new trifecta. Well, there's four things. I don't buy underwear, socks, bathing suits, or running shoes secondhand.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I think that's just like across the board, but
I'm trying to think.
Would you not buy anything specifically because it's online secondhand? Would you be then open to buying it in person secondhand?
Well, Facebook Marketplace is kind of like that hybrid, right? You're like, look, you're buying it online, but you get to see it before you actually hand over the money. So that's like what I really prefer. I personally wouldn't buy luxury brands like online. A, because I don't know a lot about them. Mm-hmm. So it is hard to identify fakes if you don't know a lot about it. So that's why if you want to be a luxury girly, you have to be a luxury girly. You got to know what you're looking at. And so I would just be too nervous to buy it. Because I would think it would be a fake.
Yeah.
But when you have things like the Real Real, where they have on staff authenticators, I would feel better about it.
Yeah.
But I also just don't value it enough to be that girly.
I don't think I have ever purchased clothing secondhand online. And it's not something that I would think I'm not ever going to do. Mm-hmm. It just is. I have such success getting clothing secondhand at these in-person sites that I'm just not the person to do it online. And I have that barrier of, what if it doesn't fit? It looks decent here, but I really gotta try stuff on. Mm-hmm. So that's a personal barrier for me, but Eric and I get a lot of things secondhand online, like electronics. We've gotten refurbished phones, computers, cables. He gets all of his music equipment secondhand online. If you're a musician, you probably know this already, but reverb.com, you can sell your stuff. Also, eBay is the spot for all of that. Car parts, anything that a dishwasher parts when something needs a fix, but it's so expensive to go straight to the manufacturer, you can usually find it on eBay. People will part stuff out all the time.
Well, even Amazon Warehouse.
Yeah.
Used like new. Like I just put a new phone case.
But you have to dig through. Oh, you mean online?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Used like new. Uh-huh. Same product on the same page. Save with Amazon Warehouse. I put my phone, I just put it in my cart. Is used like new.
Yeah.
So that's another, you know, it's not, you know, super used, but it's also not probably super fantastic quality.
Yeah. And I think big stuff is a preventative thing for me. Like you could potentially get pre-owned furniture or larger items, but then you don't have the benefit of not needing to pay shipping or have minimal shipping costs. So that just is, it really can price you out of it making sense. So those big things I will also just look for in person.
Yeah, it's definitely big things are a Facebook marketplace thing because you're just going to get better quality because anything that has to ship is either not going to be, it's going to be IKEA quality, or it's just going to be, you have to really love the product. Mm-hmm.
Except for bigger things, like we've gotten cars, RVs, and boats technically online. I mean, we did eventually, we were able to see them, but we've driven a distance for some of them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, some big stuff, no, some big stuff, yes.
Yeah, it is. I think that like sites like that where they're local, it's a hybrid, right? Mm-hmm. You're shopping online, but you're buying in person.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's that.
That's that. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. We hope that we at least help to encourage you to reduce the amount that you buy new. And even if you're not a dig at the thrift store kind of person, there is a way forward for you where you can get the things that you want at a really reasonable price and secondhand. And we love that trifecta. What we also love are your reviews that so many of you have left. There is room for so many more reviews. Please, please, please do leave us a review like this one from Erica31, who says, fun, fun, fun. Who knew financial advice could be so fun. Love the bill of the week.
Yes.
She picked her favorite part and
there it is.
Named it.
And it's cryptic, right? People who'd never listen are like, bill of the week? What? They're going to listen to find out what the bill of the week is. Leave a cryptic review. And we would love to hear, we would love to see it.
You know, more.
Just leave an inside joke like that we wouldn't even get. Honestly, you make it up. And we'll read it and we'll be confused and we'll love it.
We love being confused.
Yes.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. Again, please do leave us that review. We've got a goal to get to 1,000 reviews and beyond.
It's an arbitrary goal, but by golly, we're working towards it.
We want it so badly. And see you next time.
Bye. Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni. I buy a lot of clothes online.
Yeah.
Because I don't love to physically shop. And I do encounter every once in a while the piece of clothing that doesn't fit.
Mm.
And so some of these stores like ThredUp will let you return for store credit, which is great for me.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah. But
well, and I didn't say this, many areas, anywhere I've ever lived, there are consignment type thrift stores where you can take in season, gently used clothing and they'll pay you for it. So even if you don't want the hassle of, I don't want to have to make my own ThredUp Poshmark account as a seller, don't feel like doing that, then go into one of these other spots. Chances are, if it was being sold on Poshmark or ThredUp, you'd be able to get some money for it at like a My Sister's Closet or any other kind of more locally owned consignment.
Well, ThredUp, you don't sell it yourself. ThredUp is like you send it to them and they tell you like, oh, we'll give you this much for it. And then you're done. Poshmark, Mercari, Those are the ones where you're like keeping your own inventory and selling.
But being your own seller.
If you're selling clothes, you get a lot more money doing it that way. ThredUp will give you virtually nothing. It's really just if you've got a lot of clothes and you don't care, because they have such a large inventory. And now they partner with Rent the Runway to resell their clothes that are no longer in circulation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's, speaking of Rent the Runway, this has always been intriguing to me. Like, there have been times where I just find myself scrolling through Rent the Runway, and then I'm never, what am I going to do with that? Would there ever be a circumstance where you do rent just some sort of beautiful dress, skirt, shirt combo? What would be the reason?
Well, like what I was saying with Nuuly, if you're an, if you're in media or an influencer and you're your outfit, your life, you are documented more frequently. That is a, that's really a way, like if you're a public speaker, and I would say just documentation or out in the spotlight, like that's an, that's a place where maybe you would get more. Like I know a bunch of people for their author photos or for their headshots specifically will do Rent the Runway for those photos, mm-hmm. because you want to have like hot, like very designer clothes, like in photos that are not street clothes.
Would that be the circumstance in which you would do it?
Possibly, because I own very, I'm mostly athleisure and very casual clothing. But if I was going to take a, do a photo shoot that was higher end, then I would want to take pictures in something that, just the structure of the clothing, like clothing that has structure. And I don't own clothing like that.
That has structure.
No, this is things that I've really
mean,
heard.
Like a bustle?
No, like, I don't know, just like something that is visually like...
more styled or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The things I see people go on TV shows, and you don't notice this unless like people have told you, right, that are in media, but like the stuff people wear on TV and in photo shoots, those things look good on camera. But if you saw somebody walking down the street in it, it'd be weird, right? And so all my clothes are street clothes. I don't own media clothes.
Yeah.
So if I had a reason to be in media, I might rent something that's more media appropriate. And I don't think that's 100% necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I like having it as an option.
Yeah.
So that would be it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just would show up in our Benny hats, frugalfriendspodcast.com/Benny.
Yeah. I mean, it would always be fun to be in something like designer, right? It just doesn't feel like me, though.
Yeah. If I got invited to some fancy gala. Well, obviously, someone would make me a dress.
But you've skipped a lot of you've skipped a lot of steps on the ladder. Like, I own
they
only clothes from the thrift store.
Yes, make me something out of clothes.
And make me custom clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think our friend Jen on a jet plane, Jen Ruiz, she's going to I think Thailand or Taiwan or somewhere to get a custom wardrobe made. Like, that's one of her birthday gifts to herself.
That's right. She did tell us about that.
Yeah, custom wardrobe.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
based on your measurements.
That could be, you know, you could be custom wardrobe girly. Like, you don't have to be high quality or luxury girly. You could be custom girly.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm athleisure girly. I'm literally an athleisure all the time. I just like it stretchy.
We like it comfy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just,
I like elevated I like comfort. That's my style.
Yeah, that is you. Mm-hmm. Maybe I do need Rent the Runway because I have no elevation.
I think something to be able to try. I think Rent the Runway is out of our price point, but something to be able to try new styles. Know what works on you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like their subscription boxes too, where they like send you clothing, but that's too, that's
well, you don't have to
opposite.
Keep doing it. You could just get one box that you quote unquote subscribe and then you cancel.
I guess I still wouldn't even trust myself to know, does this work? I like our coloring. I just want someone else.
I know. Look at us. Do it for me. Black.
And yeah, neither one of us should be wearing black right now.
And we are both currently wearing black.
Well, that's because everything is packed away. This is like what I rarely wear. But Eric and I are leaving tomorrow, and I don't want to get dirty the things that I'm going to wear next week. Well, anyways, I need someone else to dress me. And I need it to not cost me a lot of money.
And it needs to be custom.
And it needs to be comfy.
So if we could make that happen, that'd be great for Jill.
Thank you. Bye.